loungers. Welcome back. So, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right? This episode, it's going to piss some people off. But if you make it all the way through, and even if you don't, I really truly want you to think about it. And I want you to use your common sense that I know you have. And hopefully it sparks something in you. Oh, the other day I was driving, and as you know, I live in California, and they were talking about wages going up for fast food workers. They're going up to $20 an hour. Now, increasing their wages has been a topic in California for a very long time, years. When I was into doing podcasts before, we had talked about it because I did two on it. One was talking about how we're overpaid, and then one, we're paid what we deserved. And I explained it on both sides, right? Talked about both sides and explained pros and cons or why I believe we're overpaid and why I believe we're paid what we deserved. And at the time, Walmart and McDonald's workers, they were staging walkouts and sit-ins. And everybody was talking trash. But here's the thing. They fought. They fought for their wages, and they fought harder than EMS ever has. Now, do you think they deserve $20 an hour for what they do? You know, the thing is, when you do that, you know, we saw what happened when they did raise it, and we saw them cutting hours, we saw them adding the kiosk in, with the donate people, things like that. So, yeah, you're going to get $20 an hour, but you're going to get fewer hours. So, in the end, it all works out the same. Now, growing up, fast food was for high school kids or just out of high school to get some type of experience. It was not a career. It was never intended to be a career. Now, obviously, there's a little bit of a difference, right? I mean, if you work your way up, you go through management, eventually you could own one or be the store manager. I know for In-N-Out Burger, for some of you who knows who those are, most of you do, but there's some that aren't going to know. In-N-Out Burger started in Southern California, and their restaurant managers make well over six figures. So not a bad career choice if that's what you like, if you like working in that industry. I don't know who does, but if you do, you do. Whatever. But, again, in high school, my generation's thought process was, get done, you get a job anywhere, no matter the wage, and you rent an apartment with your friends or your friend, and that's what you do, right? It was more affordable at the time. But it was your first job, and it wasn't one you planned on keeping. You knew it paid little, but it was a way to get experience. I know I'm rambling. Stick with me. We're going somewhere. But you got experience, and you leveled up to another job and another and another. It's called climbing the corporate ladder. Now, it's also you can stay in one spot and climb the corporate ladder, but you can jump around and do the same thing. Some skipped a few rungs by going to college. I remember when I was in high school, I was just about to finish. I was told you had to get a job, or you had to go to school, which you had to figure out how to pay for it, and or join the military. Those were the options, right? Which, for most people, I'm sure was. But I had actually had some jobs while I was in school, high school, and they were little jobs. They weren't nothing serious. One of them, I waited some tables at a convalescent home, and another one was I worked for a sound and lighting company where we did audiovisual work. And then after high school, I graduated. I went to work at a restaurant, and then I moved up in full-time at a dealership. Now, the other jobs were part-time and as needed, but the car dealership was full-time, Monday through Friday. I don't remember if we worked weekends. I don't think so. I considered military. I went through all the processing with MEPS, and all I had left to do was swear in. What it came down to was I was colorblind, red and green, and there really wasn't any jobs that I wanted or at least weren't readily available. And they pushed me into a job in which I didn't want. I didn't want to take the job. I was told by several friends in the military not to take it if that's what they offered me. And of course, that's the only one they offered me. And be honest, at times, kind of wish I would have taken it. It is what it is. I chose not to go to college. I chose not to go military. And by the time I was in my late 20s, I was making nearly $100,000 a year. No college degree, just experience. And while I was writing this, I went through, just in my head, what jobs I could remember. And currently, of what I can remember, I've had 39 different jobs. Now, that doesn't mean working at a Christmas tree farm for a little bit, you know, things like that. But 39 jobs where I actually collected a paycheck. That's what I can remember. So, I've been around a little bit. But let's... lose my voice. But let's look at this for a minute. EMS keeps saying that we deserve better pay. The real question is why? Why do you, or what makes you think you deserve it? Just like I asked fast food, if you think fast food workers deserve their pay or deserve getting $20 an hour. Why do you deserve it? What's your reasoning? Why does EMS deserve better wages? Why do you deserve a livable wage? Does everybody deserve a livable wage? You realize that if every job pays a livable wage, we won't be able to afford anything, which makes them non-livable wages. Just saying. And your livable wages is different. What exactly is that number? You can't put a number across the board and say this number works everywhere. Cost of living is different for everywhere and everybody. August of 2023, Bankrate.com claims that Alabama's median household cost, the lowest, was $286,000 for a house. Median household. In California, it was $799,000. So do Alabama fast food workers deserve $20 an hour? Should they be paid the same as California? Registration for my car this year was $562 for 12 months. In Alabama, from what I could tell, it's $50. And these numbers I Googled off the internet, so take them as you will. They may be on point, they may not, but whatever. All right, so I said I'd go, or I was going somewhere. Here we go. Most of us knew, if not all of us knew, EMS doesn't pay well. It never has. You probably knew it when you went into it. But you got into it anyways. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Did you think that when you got into EMS, that it was going to change? Did you think there was this revolution that would happen? Here's how I'm going to put it to you. If you've been in EMS, say 2 years, you know it doesn't pay. So why do you stay? If you stay, that's on you. That's not on anybody else. You can't be mad at your employer. You can't be mad at your government. You can't be mad at anybody other than yourself. You can't. But you're trying to tell your employer that you need better pay because somehow, for some reason, you deserve it more than the previous people that did it before you. But what are you bringing to the table that the previous employees didn't? You know, the ones that went to the same school. They showed up on time. They did just as good a job. Maybe better. Maybe a little worse. Is it because you drive better? Do you actually provide better care than anybody else in your company? Because if that's the case, you're full of crap. But let's take everybody as a whole. None of you are better than the previous. Why do you deserve better? Now, I get it. Inflation. Things need to change with inflation. I understand that. And most companies do give a pay raise. But the year, if you're, especially if you're in private ambulance company, if you work for a private ambulance company, they're for profit. They're trying to make a buck. It may be a lot of bucks, but they're trying to make a buck. But you took the job knowing it doesn't pay. You went to school for a job that doesn't pay very well. You knew that. EMS workers are like abuse victims. You keep getting beat down, and yet you scream out that you love your job and that you can change it. Yet you continue to get beat down over and over again. The job never changes, and yet you keep going back. Oh, but I love him. How many times have we heard that on a call for domestic abuse? You want to press charges? No, I love him. You're doing it to yourself. At this point, if you've been there, like I said, at least 2 years, you're doing it to yourself. And your employer knows it. And your employer doesn't need to change anything because they know you're going to keep coming back. The only person who's responsible for your low pay at this point in your career is you. There is no one else to blame. I get it. You love what you do. Or do you? Because all I've ever heard is how crappy we're paid, how overworked we are, how short-staffed we are, how tired of pizza we are, how tired of poor management, tired of dispatch, we're tired of how we're treated by our patients. What part of your job do you actually like? Tell me. DM me. Send me an email. I don't care. Tell me what it is exactly you love about your job. Because if you truly love your job, you don't care about the pay. Maybe it's time to take some time and reflect. Maybe think about your future. What do you really want? Don't sit here day after day complaining that you have low wages. Do something about it. And I don't mean have a sit-in or protest or walk out. Find a different career. Find an employer who will pay you. Step your game up. Go back to school. Do whatever you got to do. But if you've been at your career for any amount of time and you keep going back, that's on you. Like I said, it's just like a domestic violence survivor who keeps going back. Why? For what? Because you love it. But stop complaining about it. Go back to school. Get your PA. Get your RN. Heck, get your MD. You guys keep talking about how you want to do all these things. I love it when paramedics say, oh, I would have been a nurse, but I don't want to ask for permission. Then go be a physician. Oh, but I don't have I'm not good in school. Then don't go, but stop complaining. You're stuck where you are. You either go to school and move up. Go back to school. Prove everybody wrong. I know so many paramedics who say they're so much smarter than these nurses. Then go to RN school and become a nurse and prove it. Well, these doctors don't know what they're doing. That's why we have all these stupid protocols. Okay, go to med school. Prove them wrong. If you keep showing up for low pay, you're going to continue to receive low pay. And employers are not going to change unless they have to. And guess what? They don't have to. Just like you won't unless you have to. But here's the thing, right? There's a billboard near my house. Some of you who live in the area I live in, which is in Southern California, you may or may not have seen some billboards for Hemet Police Department. Hemet Police Department is recruiting right now. They actually have a billboard, and on the top of their website, I'm on it right now, up to a $60,000 hiring bonus for lateral positions. You get a $10,000 hiring bonus upon completion of the FTO program, and you get another $50,000 upon completion of 5 years of service. So you get $10,000 extra per year. You know why they're paying that much money? Because their officers finally took a stand and said, we don't want to work here for that little money. That's what it came down to. They took a stand. And your company won't. Unless you take a stand. That's it. They know they don't have to pay you. And you, like a domestic dispute survivor, domestic violence survivor, keeps going back. Stop. And they'll start paying more. I heard AMR is paying a couple tens of thousand dollars as well in Riverside. San Bernardino. Huge hire on bonuses. Why? Because people are finally deciding they don't want to do it for the low pay. That's it. And you're thinking, yeah, but what can I do to make this kind of money? What kind of money? What kind of money are you making? Well, I'm a medic. I don't know what else to do. Go teach. Go teach ACLS and PALS, BLS. That's what I do. Make more money doing that. Not even, I can't even say I work part-time. 2 to 3 days a month, a couple hours a day. I make more than I did as an EMT in the hospital, which is more than most paramedics make out there right now. There's all kinds of businesses you can get into. And no, they do not require a whole lot of investment. They don't. I can tell you how much it costs to get into it, to being an instructor. Depending on where you are and who you know, you can get each certification for $250-$300. Take $300, go get your BLS certification. How many friends do you know that need BLS? Every single one you work with. Offer a low rate. You can do, I believe it's 2.5 hours for a BLS class. Charge $50. Do a 2.5 hour course. 3-4 people a month. Take that money, throw it in towards your ACLS and PALS. I don't know. That's what I do. Like I said, I make more than most EMTs in the hospitals do. I'm making more than most paramedics in my area. I'm making decent money. I don't have to work for anybody else. I could do a whole show or multiple shows on small businesses that pay better than EMS. And you don't even have to deal with all the BS. It's funny because people always go, man, I don't have stuff to do my own business. Everybody has stuff to do their own business. You don't believe me? If you don't have the stuff, you can go get it. How much do you think it costs to get some spray paint and some stencils, start doing some curb paintings for your address markers? Get a couple bucks, go get some black spray paint, some white spray paint, some stencils. I guarantee you can buy that for under $30-$40. And go around to your neighborhood, knock on doors. Hey, I'll paint your address for $25. 10 minutes, you're done. Move on. Next house. $15 houses, $20 each, $300. How long is that going to take you? Right? Think about that. $15 houses at $20. It's $300 a day. 15 houses. You could probably do it in 20 minutes. Five hours. Right? My number's right, maybe. $15 houses, 22 days out of the month, that's Monday through Friday. You're talking $6,600 a month. $6,600 a month. 20 bucks, paying the address. I guarantee people do it all day long. I just had some kids come through my neighborhood probably 4 or 5 months ago. Say, man, you paint your address, 20 bucks. Yep, go for it. $6,600 a month, all you do is paint addresses. That's all you have to do. How about mowing lawns? How many of you have a lawnmower and a weed eater? You already have the equipment. You don't need anything else. Let's just say you want to get a blower with that blower to blow off the leaves and the grass from the sidewalk. Spend 80 bucks, you're done. 100 bucks, whatever. Buy a used one. Probably buy a used one for 40 bucks. 40 bucks. My guy who does my lawn charges me $85 a month. He has 140 houses. Now, I don't know that he charges 85 for every single house. Let's cut that down 60. Let's just say he charges on average 60 per house times 140 houses. It's $8,400 a month. $60. $8,400. Could do this all day long. With businesses and make killing for little to no money. It's how bad you want to work it. So don't, and people go, yeah, but I don't like mowing the lawn. You know, do you like making minimum wage as an EMT? Do the lawn mowing on the side, which will eventually become your primary job, and do EMS on the side. So you still have your quote-unquote fun running EMS, but you make a living mowing lawns. You could do that. If EMS is your dream job and you're not making money, why are you still doing it? Because it's your dream job? I get it. But stop complaining. Figure out a way to make money. You want another business? I'll give you another business. Hopefully, maybe you're still listening, maybe you're not. Pressure washing for restaurants, businesses. I have a friend who wants to do that right now, and he keeps pushing it off and pushing it off. I said, why are you pushing it off? And he goes, I'm scared. Scared of what? People are scared of failing. Why? What are you going to fail with? If you have like, let's take the lawnmower one. How are you going to fail? If you already have a lawnmower, you already have an edger or a weed eater, whatever you want to call it, you're not spending any money. How are you going to fail? What are you going to fail at? Anyways, pressure washing. Buy a pressure washer. I'm looking at them right here. $200, Ryobi. Electric pressure washer. It's 200 bucks. Go buy some soap and chemicals that you need. Probably a couple $100 on top of that. Let's say you invest $500. Pressure washer. You can charge $200 an hour as a pressure washer for restaurants and businesses. At least in Southern California, you can. $200 an hour. Take 2 hours. Go wash them. You make $200. $400. You made $400. Right? Well, you only spent $200 on your machine. Let's say you spend another $200 on your chemicals. Your first job pays for itself. Your business is already zeroed out. You're already in the black. Oh, that's right. You need a business license. $120. It's about all they run for a home-based business for the most part. Oh, but insurance. You got to have insurance. I have a $2 million liability policy for my business. It costs me $35 a month. That's it. I don't know what you guys want. You love your job, but you keep going back, but you keep hating the pay, but you keep going back. Hate your management, but you keep going back. What is it you love about your job? The job? Because all I see on Facebook or on Instagram is how much you hate running calls. You hate getting up five times after midnight. by the way, to me is a joke, five times after midnight. The 24s and shifts I used to run five times after midnight, we were barely at 2 o'clock in the morning by that time, if we're lucky. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about when you're running East LA, five calls after midnight. That's a night you actually get to sleep. You're running five calls after midnight. Give me a break. But you know who doesn't call you? Your customers whose lawn you mow. They're not calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning going, hey, come mow my lawn. They don't do that. They don't ask you to go sit on the street corner and wait for them to wake up. Stop telling me you love your job and then complain about it. You don't love your job. You love the idea of your job. But your job you don't love. Figure something else out. If you're still listening, I appreciate you. Otherwise, have a good night. Keep lounging.